בסייעתא דשמיא אדוני, שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. Before one talks to Hashem, it could be an idea to ask Hashem to help you to talk to him. Again, if we believe that we're in control, then we're going to try right up a whole menu of what we should talk to Hashem about. He knows everything. He just wants us to be close to him. But if he knows better than me what I need, and he gives me the ability to speak to him, we are able to ask him to help us to talk to him. So before we begin, none of this is a set in stone rule. Everything, all his bodhidus is a personal relationship with Hashem. But an idea could be before we start talking, to ask Hashem, please open my heart, open my words, help me to talk in the right way, sincerely. As we discussed, thank you Hashem. That is one very large avenue to thank Hashem. Thank Hashem for anything and everything. Thank you Hashem for the gift to be a Jew. Thank you Hashem for the gift to be able to keep your mitzvahs. Thank you Hashem for the gift to be able to know for the reason I exist. Remember, Sefer Charedim says the effect that his boidudus has on the soul is 7 times stronger than that of learning Torah. God forbid should we ever undermine the power and potency of Torah learning. V'agisa b'yomam v'layla, we should be involved in Torah day and night as much as we can, but also to encourage us what it means to talk to Hashem. 7 times stronger than Torah and many, many other sources, as Bezrat Hashem will discuss. Thank you, Hashem, for so many things. Thank you, Hashem, for the gift to learn Torah. Thank you, Hashem, for the gift to be learning about Emunah, the reason I exist. Thank you, Hashem, for creating me. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us foods that we can taste and enjoy and so many other things that we can enjoy. His boidudus is a personal relationship with Hashem. Ultimately, the more we do it and the more we ask Hashem, the more we'll see him and experience him coming through for us. The gift of thank you, of saying thank you, is a very high expression of emunah and bitachon, because it's really saying, Hashem, I know and acknowledge that you know what's best, and I just want to fulfill my mission in this world of connecting with you, of thanking you, of acknowledging and appreciating that everything you do is for the best. And in a sense, when we don't even ask, when we just thank Hashem, Hashem says, wow, they are so grateful for their gifts. Let me shower upon them everything that they need. Hashem created us just to give to us, but we need to earn it in this world. And the highest way to earn it is by expressing our emunah, by acknowledging Hashem. So Hashem really wants us to acknowledge him, not because he needs our honor, but because it's good for us, and that's how we earn the next world in the highest way. So famous idea is offered as an analogy to express the gift of thank you, of saying thank you to Hashem. And that is that there was a man who got a lot of money. He like won the lottery in the olden days and he won it in cash. So he's got this huge suitcase full of cash. He's so excited. He goes to the top of a certain building and he just wants to, like, before he goes home, freshen up and regain his balance from what's just happened. And he goes to the top of the building and he just winds down a bit and now he's ready to go home. And he's going to go celebrate and tell his family what happened on their good fortune. And as he's trying to come down, he goes up to the door on the top, you know, on the rooftop. He's on the rooftop currently, on the top floor of the building. And the door's locked. Something happened that the door got jammed and he can't get back out to go down the building. So he says, no problem, I'll just go shout off the roof. I'm sure somebody will hear me. He shouts as loud as he can. Nobody can hear him. He says, hey, I've got an idea. I've got so much money now. Let me throw some money down into the street. People will see the money and then they will acknowledge and see that I'm here. And then they'll be able to, I'll wave and I'll tell them to come save me. And then they'll come and save me. He throws down a couple of $100 bills and he notices on the street people, each one just wants to gather the bills. They don't look up in recognition. So he does it again. He throws more money this time. And again, tons of people just gathering the money, but not looking up at him. He gets a bit frustrated. He says, how can I get these people's attention? He suddenly notices on the roof, there's some rocks. He throws a few rocks down and he hits a few people in the head. And they suddenly look up angrily. What are you doing? And they start shouting at him to the point that they call the police. And they tell him that there's somebody throwing rocks from a rooftop. The police come and save him. This is a great analogy to explain our relationship with Hashem. Hashem gives us everything. Of course, he gives us money. He gives us health. He gives us everything we need in our life on so many levels. He wants us to look up and say, thank you, Hashem, again, for our sake, to build that relationship with him and be able to earn the next world. If we just collect the money, if we just take the blessings, I've got eyes, I'm successful in business, I've got good relationships, I have this, I have that, we're not looking up at him. And then he loves us too much to just let us linger. So that's when rocks sometimes start to be thrown at us. Rocks are difficult times in our lives, challenges. Hashem is reminding us, now you need me, please. I need you. I want you to look at me and reach out to me because that is good for you. But it would be much wiser to thank Hashem for all the amazing things and not need to get to this place of adversity. Of course, sometimes for greater reasons than we can understand, there's still adversity. But the greatest tefillah is thank you, Hashem.